The Poet and the Storyteller, James Whitcomb Riley and Mark Twain, on This Moment of Indiana History. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting So Glad I Made It, a musical performance and documentary about Roger Saloom, America's best unknown songwriter, Thursday, January 27th. Information at indianahistory.org. Hoosier poet James Whitcomb Riley was born in Greenville, Indiana on October 7, 1849. He worked as a sign painter, traveling actor, and newspaper man before finally enjoying success with his poetry. Although his poems were well received in the Midwest, he was turned away by many of the larger publishers in New England. To promote his poems, Riley traveled from town to town reading his work to theater audiences. In the 1880s, he traveled and did shows with humorist Bill Nye. Together, they wrote a book of poems and anecdotes about their adventures called Nye and Riley's Railway Guide. Riley even appeared on stage with Mark Twain, first in the 1880s when Twain was already world famous, and again in 1894 when Twain, afraid of being upstaged, admonished Riley to stick to the serious material and leave the humor to him. Riley passed away on July 22, 1916. More than 35,000 people filed by his casket as it lay in state under the dome of the Indiana State Capitol. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org. Support also comes from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. With agents in every county in Indiana and only Indiana, we're part of your life. Insurance information at 1-800-723-FARM.